No one will be as passionate or care as much about your success as you. It's in your best interest to learn how to promote yourself and to become your brand's biggest advocate. Hey, goal achievers, welcome to Elite Achievement, your go-to podcast for service-based business owners who want to achieve their goals and grow their businesses. You can have the best idea, service, or solution to a problem, and if people don't know about it, it doesn't matter. Learning to self-promote is critical for business success, yet many business owners find it challenging to promote themselves. I set out to learn why business owners hesitate to self-promote and am excited to share what I learned with you today. I hope this episode inspires you to ask for a referral or introduction, host that new service, or pitch yourself as a guest on a podcast. After all, no one will be as passionate or care as much about your success as you. It's in your best interest to learn how to promote yourself and to become your brand's biggest advocate. If you Google self-promotion, words like egotistical, arrogant, and conceited pop up. No wonder we struggle with self-promotion. I'm pretty sure you don't aspire to be described as egotistical or arrogant. But self-promotion, when done right, can be a powerful tool for your business. I asked several business owners what would happen in your business if you promoted yourself more often. Here are some of the responses I received. Each business would thrive if I promoted myself more. Business would take off a lot faster and my confidence would grow. Business would definitely boom. The more we promote ourselves, the more people that will follow. If you are listening to this podcast, I know you want your business to boom and you want your confidence to grow. So why are you hesitating to self-promote? I also asked business owners who are at different points on their entrepreneurial journey, from startup to established, what do you find challenging about self-promotion? And here's what they shared. Fear of judgment, rejection, appearing vain, not sounding arrogant, but also being confident. Imposter syndrome, which makes self-promotion feel absolutely paralyzing. Self-promotion, when overdone, can feel selfish. Worry about coming across as overly obsessed with myself or selfish. Feels self-serving. Hard to not equate self-promotion with ego. Awkward and uncomfortable. How to get over it and work through it. Being vulnerable and putting thoughts and ideas out there. A system to get myself to think about content. And last, I think when it comes to self-promotion, I find the possibility of negative judgment to be the most challenging. These challenges that business owners shared can be summed up into fear, imposter syndrome, and lack of experience or how-to. There are several types of fear that could be influencing your hesitation to self-promote. One is rejection. So many business owners won't put themselves out there because they fear being rejected. Rejection is part of the process of growing a business or achieving a big goal. Not everyone is going to say yes to you. Not everyone is going to like your content. And not everyone is going to think your idea is the best idea. And that's okay. You aren't supposed to work with everyone. I'm in my fifth year in business, and I'll be honest, rejection still sucks. Some days hearing no hurts more than other days, but I've learned to continue doing the things I know will lead to new clients and opportunities. I'm so stoked to have welcomed a new client to coaching this month. She is someone I've wanted to work with since 2020. After getting referred to her multiple times and reaching out to her multiple times, in fact, reaching out for over 4 years, we are now starting to engage in a coaching relationship. And this wouldn't have happened if I gave up. So many people dish out the advice, get over it, or don't take rejection so personally, which can be hard to do. What helps me is remembering that when you provide a service, timing is a factor. And my job is to be pleasantly persistent and to keep following up. I also know that I will hear no. And it doesn't mean that I'm not a great coach or that I'm failing at business. It means I need to keep going until I hear a yes. If you are struggling with fear of rejection, I encourage you to think less about the outcome. Celebrate that you put yourself out there. You asked for that referral or you shared your service, and don't judge your success based only on if you hear a yes. Another fear that gets in the way of self-promotion is the fear of how others will perceive you. You might fear coming across as boastful or fear being too selfish. This goes back to the Google search results I mentioned at the start of this episode. Women especially struggle with promoting their achievements or accomplishments. According to a Harvard Business Review, there is a large gender gap in self-promotion. Men rate their performance 33% higher than women who are performing equally, even when ranking themselves higher could be financially rewarding. If you are going to invest in a service, don't you want to invest in a service that you know works, solves a problem, and gets you results? If a business owner isn't promoting their accomplishments, achievements, and client testimonials, how will you know? Certainly, there is an art to promoting yourself, and you need to know how frequently you share this type of promotion, but letting people know that you rock at the work you do isn't a bad thing. I bet we all have, and myself included, an opportunity to showcase our work more often to attract more of the clients we want to serve. If you come from a place of how this promotion can be helpful and informative, you might minimize that fear of being too boastful. Focus on the value you provide by sharing success stories or testimonials to highlight the positive impact your business has made. Let's talk about another self-promotion challenge, imposter syndrome. According to verywellmind.com, imposter syndrome is a psychological experience of feeling like a fake or a phony, despite any genuine success that you have achieved. If you feel like a fake or a phony, you likely won't be inspired to promote yourself. Imposter syndrome creates self-doubt and minimizes confidence. If you feel like an imposter, it's important to think of all the reasons why you are qualified. You are likely spending too much time thinking about the reasons why you aren't qualified. Celebrating your success can also help you overcome imposter syndrome. Practicing the Friday ritual on a weekly basis can help you celebrate your successes. When you intentionally write down your weekly wins, you remind yourself of what you achieved and what you accomplished. Imposter syndrome is based on a feeling, and the Friday ritual helps you establish actual evidence that negates the negative feelings. Collecting testimonials from your clients can be another powerful way to combat imposter syndrome and remind yourself of the value you provide. You can even use these testimonials to promote yourself without being too boastful, which is a win-win. Some business owners hesitate to self-promote because they don't know how to. They don't have the marketing experience or don't know the best strategies and techniques. If this resonates with you, when was the last time you studied your competition and how they market themselves? Instead of aimlessly scrolling social media, approach it with a new lens. What seems to be working for others in your industry? What grabs your attention? We can learn a lot about marketing by paying attention to what others are doing. There are also courses you can take or people you can hire to help you solve this knowledge gap. But don't get too caught up in trying to learn all you can about marketing. I feel like you can't study your way to overcoming a hesitation to self-promote. It's one of those things you need to start doing and let yourself improve over time. This reminds me when I first started my business and I was sending out LinkedIn messages to people in my network to schedule meetings and tell them about my coaching services. I noticed a typo in one of the messages I was sending out after I'd sent it numerous times. And I still booked meetings despite the typo. Even today, when I'm promoting private coaching or my course or the planning days that I facilitate, I'll draft an initial outreach email to get the promotion going. And as I have more conversations, as I think of new things to include, I improve that email over time. The language becomes more compelling. I learn what works and what doesn't work. But I wouldn't have learned that just sitting there, not actually doing the promotion. Fear, imposter syndrome, and lack of how-to are going to come up when you think about promoting yourself. And if you want to grow and you want to succeed, you need to learn to recognize when these challenges are holding you back and promote yourself anyways. You'll learn, just like with anything outside of your comfort zone, that it gets easier over time. I was also curious about when business owners struggle to promote themselves. So I asked business owners to answer the question, when do you struggle to promote yourself in business? Some of the responses I heard include putting their face and voice out there rather than hiding behind branding and headshots. This response in particular resonated with me. One of the ways I'm challenging myself this year is by getting on video more often on social media. I've done a couple of brand photo shoots, and for years, my team primarily used those photos for our social media posts. A huge part of self-promotion is creating that personal connection. I've learned that people want to know the person behind the brand and the story behind the brand. And while those branded photo shoots are beautiful and wonderful and a ton of fun to do, they don't always bring that personal connection or the story behind my brand. So I'm showing up more on video this year. And at first, it was really awkward to be on video. But now, 4 months into the year, it's no longer that big of a deal. And I wonder, why did I put it off for so long? All right, back to the responses I heard to the question, when do you struggle to promote yourself in business? Promote for a few days and then it gets old. Can speak as a subject matter expert, but when it comes to needing to sell, talking about it and promoting it feels so salesy. Wonder if I overthink it. When I don't have a system, someone to help me think about ideas and someone to give me things to respond to as it relates to my business. I also struggle when I'm overthinking it. AI has been an amazing tool that now understands my business. So when I have an idea, I can talk to AI first and it helps me get started. And then I edit with my personal touches. Thinking about promoting to people I am close with. And I think I struggle to promote myself in business most when around higher up or more prestigious individuals. Can you relate to any of these responses I just shared? I too struggled with promoting myself around people I perceived to be higher up until I got clear on the value I bring and what my clients gain by working with me as a coach. I also learned as I started having conversations with these individuals that they have problems that can be solved with coaching. And while the problems are similar, they tend to be more costly if they are not solved. Embracing self-promotion might not be easy, but if you work on becoming more comfortable, it can be extremely beneficial for your business. So I want to share with you a few recommendations on how to overcome hesitation to self-promote. First, define your purpose for self-promotion. Are you promoting yourself to obtain clients, build a brand, or be known as a subject matter expert? And what equals success for you? We get so used to what we see and believe to be overnight successes based on what is posted on social media. It can take a while to build a brand or become known as a subject matter expert. We are so often focused on achieving a specific outcome and might get frustrated or tend to give up on self-promotion if that specific outcome is not achieved. For example, when I am working with clients who want to get referrals to their ideal clients, we often measure the number of times they ask for referrals as they are building the habit, instead of only measuring the number of referrals they actually received. Are you tracking the effort in addition to the result? Next, create a plan for self-promotion. Having a plan strengthens your mindset and helps you work through fear. How are you going to promote yourself to achieve your purpose of self-promotion? You might have a self-promotion strategy for social media, for attending events, or for directly asking for referrals. One of the business owners I connected with shared, if I promoted myself and my business more often, it wouldn't do any harm. It would only seek to do good. Reaching out to different media outlets to get media exposure, going to a new networking group, spreading that message far and wide, not hitting the same audience over the head with the same message, and maybe it wouldn't feel so icky. So create a plan for self-promotion. Then find your style of self-promotion. How can you personalize self-promotion? I used to teach new financial advisors how to start their practices, and we would give them sample language to memorize and then use. Once the advisors made the language their own, they started to have so much more success with setting meetings and asking for referrals. I mentioned earlier that you can study people who are promoting themselves to learn more about what works in your industry. Once you have some ideas of the promotion strategies that work, personalize them. Add your own story, perspective, and style. For example, I tend to be direct when I'm asking for a referral or doing outbound outreach to potential new clients. Yet on social media, I like to be less direct by sharing client success stories to promote my coaching. It's a wonderful way to highlight and recognize my clients for their hard work and effort, and also to promote the work that we are doing together. I'm also not afraid to ask other podcast hosts I know to invite me on their show as a podcast guest. But it's important to find your style so self-promotion feels more genuine and less salesy or arrogant. And last, remember to focus on why you are qualified versus why you are not qualified. Self-promotion is easier to do when you are clear on the value you provide and all the reasons why people should work with you. Imagine what would happen in your business if you promoted yourself more often. In this episode, I mentioned getting referrals a couple of times. And if you're listening, thinking, I want to learn how to get more referrals and how to get better referrals this year, then you are invited to join me for Mastering Prospecting Confidence, Strategies for Obtaining High Quality Referrals. For the first time ever, I am hosting a free masterclass to help you improve prospecting and to become more comfortable directly asking people for referrals for your business. Professional services are sold via referral and word of mouth. Thankfully, I knew how to go about doing this when I started my business because I have been coaching small business owners on how to get more referrals and better referrals since 2009. Reaching out to people I knew and asking them for referrals came easily to me. But I know from conversations I've had with so many business owners, it's not an easy skill set. So I am excited to facilitate Mastering Prospecting Confidence to help you grow your confidence around your prospecting beliefs, to help you gain clarity around who you want to get introduced to, and to help you create a plan for prospecting so you consistently get referrals. If you are ready to learn how to become a more courageous prospector and build excitement around meeting your ideal clients, check out the show notes to sign up for Mastering Prospecting Confidence. With that, goal achievers, keep celebrating your weekly wins, noting your lessons learned, and identify your priorities for next week so you can consistently pursue progress in the direction of your goals. Hey, goal achiever, congrats on investing time in your growth and finishing another episode. If you are left craving more goal achieving and business growing wisdom, visit my website, kristenburke.com, and check out the resources page. Here, you will find my popular breakout plan, which has helped hundreds plan, prioritize, and progress towards their goals. Vision prompts to help you draft your vision, and a mid-year goal check-in to help you reconnect and reignite your passion for your goals. Together, let's close the gap between the goals you set and the goals you achieve.